გვისმენთ კარგად.
რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
საქართველოში 14 საათია მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. მას მარიამ ჭიაურელი გაგაცნობთ. ჯერ თავმთელი მთავარი ახალი ამბები მოკლედ. დღეს თბილისს ეწვევიან საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტი და ევროკავშირის პრეზიდენტი. ევროკავშირმა მორიგი სანქციები დააწესა უკრაინის კრიზისთან დაკავშირებით. რუსეთი აკრიტიკებს უკრაინის საკითხში ევროკავშირის 12 მაისის გადაწყვეტილებას. ისრაელში პატიმრობა მიუსაჯეს ყოფილ პრემიერ-მინისტრ ეჰუდ ოლმერტს. ახლა ეს და სხვა ახალი ამბები უფრო ცვლად. დღეს თბილისს ეწვევა საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტი ფრანსუა ოლანდი. ოლანდი პირველ შეხვედრას საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრ ირაკლი ხარიბაშვილთან გამართავს და მასთან ერთად დაესწრება საქართველოს საფრანგეთის ეკონომიკური ფორუმის დახურვას. საღამოს 7-ის ნახევარზე პრეზიდენტის სასახლეში გამართება საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტის დახვედრის ოფიციალური ცერემონია. გიორგი მარგველაშვილი და ფრანსუა ოლანდი ერთმანეთს ჯერ პირისპირ, შემდეგ კი დელეგაციებთან ერთად შეხვდებიან. საქართველოს საგარეო უწყების ხელმძღვანელის მაია ფანჩიკიძის შეფასებით განსაკუთრებული მოვლენაა საფრანგეთის ლიდერის ვიზიტი, რომლის მსვლელობაშიც განიხილავენ საქართველოს ევროკავშირთან და ნატოსთან ურთიერთობის საკითხებს. ამას გარდა
განსაკუთრებული ყურადღება დაეთმობა თავდაცვის სფეროში თანამშრომლობას, რადგანაც ჩვენ გამოვაცხადეთ მზაობა, მონაწილეობა მივიღოთ ცენტრალური აფრიკის რესპუბლიკაში ევროკავშირის ეგიდით გამართულ სამშვიდობო ოპერაციაში, რომელშიც წამყვანი არის სწორედ საფრანგეთი.
აღნიშნა მაია ფანჯიკიცა. საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტი შესაძლებლად მიიჩნევს სომხეთსა და ევროკავშირს შორის ასოცირების შეთანხმების გაფორმებას იმის მიუხედავად, რომ სომხეთი ევრაზიის საბაჟო კავშირში შესვლას გეგმავს. 12 მაის ერევანში ჩასვლის შემდეგ რადიო თავისუფლებასთან ინტერვიუში ფრანსუა ოლანდმა თქვა, რომ ევროკავშირი მოახერხებს შეიმუშაოს სპეციფიკური მოდელი სომხეთისთვის, თუმცა საფრანგეთის პრეზიდენტის თქმით ბრიუსელმა და ერევანმა ერთად უნდა იმუშაონ ასეთ სცენარზე. ფრანსუა ოლანდი ერევანში ბაქოდან ჩავიდა, ერევნის შემდეგ კი თბილისში ვიზიტით დაასრულებს სამხრეთ კავკასიურ ტურნეს. დღეს თბილისს ესტუმრება ევროკავშირის პრეზიდენტიც. ორთხიანი ვიზიტისას ჰერმან ვან რუმპეს საქართველოს პრეზიდენტს და პრემიერ-მინისტრს შეხვდება. ევროკავშირმა გაზარდა უკრაინაში კრიზისის გამო სანქცირებულების სიამაზე შემდეგ, რაც დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის რეგიონებში სეპარატისტებმა უკრაინისგან დამოუკიდებლობა გამოაცხადეს და დონეცკელმა სეპარატისტებმა მოსკოვს თხოვეს რუსეთის ფედერაციის შემადგენლობაში მიიღონ მათი თვითგამოცხადებული რესპუბლიკა. დონეცკის და ლუგანსკის რეგიონებში სეპარატისტებმა 11 მაისს ჩაატარეს თვითგამორკვევის საკითხზე ეგრეთ წოდებული რეფერენდუმები, რომლებიც მათივე თქმით რეგიონების დამოუკიდებლობის მხარდაჭერით დასრულდა. სეპარატისტები ამბობენ ასევე, რომ ამ რეგიონებში არ გაიმართება უკრაინის პრეზიდენტის 25 მაისისთვის დანიშნული არჩევნები. რუსეთის საგარეო უწყების შეფასებით ევროკავშირის საბჭოს 12 მაისის გადაწყვეტილება უკრაინის შესახებ არ ებმის ამ ქვეყანაში არსებულ რეალურ ვითარებას და დამაბნეველია. რუსეთის საგარეო უწყების ინფორმაციის დეპარტამენტის კომენტარში აღნიშნულია, რომ ბრიუსელმა პატივი უნდა სცეს დონეცკისა და ლუგანსკის ოლქების მოსახლეობის რეფერენდუმის შედეგებს და ხელი შეუწყოს დიალოგს კიევსა და უკრაინის სამხრეთ-აღმოსავლეთ ოლქებს შორის. ისრაელში 6 წლით პატიმრობა მიუსაჯეს ყოფილ პრემიერ-მინისტრ ეჰუდ ოლმერტს, რომელიც დამნაშავედ ცნეს ქრთამის სახებაში. საქმე ეხება პრემიერის დაპატიმრების ისრაელის ისტორიაში პირველ შემთხვევას. კორუფციის ბრალდება უკავშირდებოდა უძრავ ქონებას, რომელზე გარიგებაც ოლმერტის თანდასწრებით გააფორმა იერუსალიმის მერმა. 68 წლის ოლმერტი უარყოფს, რომ კანონ საწინააღმდეგო ბრალდება ჩაიდინა. დაცვის მხარე ვერდიქტის უზენაეს სასამართლოში გასაჩივრებას აპირებს. ცნობების სანახმად შეერთებული შტატების სადასვერვო ფრენებს ახორციელებს ნიგერიის თავზე იმისთვის, რომ მოეპოვოს ინფორმაცია შეიარაღებული ისლამისტური დაჯგუფება ბოკო ჰარამის მიერ გადაცებულ 200-ზე მეტ გოგონაზე. შეერთებული შტატები ნიგერიის მთავრობას უზიარებს სატელიტიდან მიღებულ კომერციულ ინფორმაციასაც. ამის შესახებ იუწყება ბრიტანეთის სამაუწყებლო კორპორაცია BBC, ამერიკელი ოფიციალური პირისგან მიღებულ ინფორმაციაზე დაყრდნობით. ბოკო ჰარამმა გავრცელა ვიდეო ჩანაწერი, რომელსაც 126 გოგონაა ასახული. ეს იყო ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც მარიამ ჭიაურელმა გაგაცნოთ. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
Welcome to Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. I'm Catherine Cole in Washington. This week, the second part of my visit with two of the best from Texas, Bob Schneider and Hayes Carl. Now, don't worry if you missed the show last week. Here is what you need to know about these guys. Bob Schneider was born in the States, but he grew up in Germany, where his father was studying opera. Bob came back here for college and soon moved to Austin, where he has been living ever since. He always has more than one band going at a time and also performs solo. Bob has released more than 15 albums as a solo artist, another half dozen or so with his bands. He has won 24 Austin Music Awards, has had songs in a lot of movies and TV shows, and is also known for his paintings and graphic arts and poetry. Bob would probably be quite uncomfortable hearing me laundry list his career like that. His Lonely Land CD came out in 2001. It is still one of the best-selling solo albums by a Texas artist ever. This is Big Blue Sea on Roots and Branches.
Sometimes I feel like Superman, sometimes I'm just recuperating. Yeah. My head is twisting in a cage, my mind feels like a 20-gauge. Hope it's just a passing stage, my heart's not ready, spacious. Days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything. I think I know, but I think I'll tell you all that I know. Try to tell you all about it, thought you might have heard, I doubt it. Every day's a waste, I know, and every day's a funeral. Cut down, I'm feeling lost, lost my mind, I'm Mr. Frost. Collected all the evidence, I'm off the edge, I'm on the fence. It's days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything. I think I know, but I think I'll tell you all that I know. I wanna be alone, I wanna be a stone. I wanna sink to the bottom of the ocean. I lie there with you till I'm gone. At the bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. At the bottom of the big blue sea. At the bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. Never know nobody better than I know myself, but I can't even figure out just what the fuck I'm all about. I'm singing, I'm swimming, wait a minute, I'm drowning, I ain't kidding around. Sometimes I think I'm gonna make it, sometimes I'm faking. And it's days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything. I think I know, but I think I'll tell you all that I know. Anywhere, never where, made up my mind. It's getting weird, it's quit. Thinking might not get much better than the day I fear. Won't know true happiness. I tried so hard, I did my best, but best wasn't good enough. Oh God, I hate this stuff. And it's days like this that burn me, turn me inside out and learn me not to tell you anything. I think I know, but I think I'll tell you all that I know. I don't wanna be alone, I wanna be a stone. I wanna sink to the bottom of the ocean. Lie there with you, lie there with you till I'm gone. At the bottom of the big blue sea, just you and me. The bottom of the big blue sea. Like this, the burn, return the inside out and learn.
It's days like this to burn me to the inside. I've learned not to tell you anything. I think I know.
Bob Schneider and Big Blue Sea on Roots and Branches. Bob is in the Roots studio this week, along with tourmate Hayes Carl, who is a seventh-generation Texan, I think, which is a distinction very important to people living in that state. Hayes has not been doing this as long as Bob has. He is 10 years into a career that has produced 4 CDs and a whole bunch of honors, including an Americana Song of the Year trophy and several tunes on the soundtrack to the film Country Strong. Many of Hayes' songs are funny ones, but he also writes touching, serious songs. Hayes told me he worries that he's often thought of only as a joker, so I asked him to play one of the songs that he is proudest of. It is called Arkansas Blues.
I hide behind my guitar like a spell in the night, hoping I might fly away anew. 'Cause they'll love you when you're wrong and then leave you when you're right. Oh, tell me, baby, what's a boy to do? I came to town a stranger, not knowing how to act. I figured I'd hang out and just get found. Made me some new friends, they climb way up my back. They've been gone so long, they ain't coming down. And you can kiss the sky good morning, you can say your prayers at night. I just hold it down in your shoes, but it's the same old scene, borrowed love and faded dreams, and I just can't run from those Arkansas blues. Time is playing tricks on me, makes me think I'm moving fast. Yeah, but I don't think I'm moving at all. And every stranger's face I see reminds me of the past. Well, they come on big and leave you feeling small. So I took to drinking liquor on the other side of town, way up in those woods beside the moon, where every graceful dream I had got lost without a sound. Yeah, I tell you what, I can't leave this place too soon. And it don't take no rhyme or reason, it don't make no sense at all. It's just one of those things you don't choose, but it's the same old thing, broken hearts and busted strings, and I just can't run from those Arkansas blues. Everybody's asking questions about whose side are you on, and I don't see it matters much to me. And all these midnight celebrations that are ended by the dawn, well, they leave you feeling low as you can be. So I'm leaving town this morning, I'm gonna lighten up my load and see if I can't lose what I have found. And it's one drink for the memories and one kiss for the road. Oh, look out, I believe I'm Texas bound. in California, Oklahoma, Arizona, Tennessee. I've been all around this land to pay my dues. High, low, and right behind me, wherever I go, they find me. And I just can't run from Ozark and Saw Blue. Just can't run from those Arkansas blues.
Hey, it's Carl and the Arkansas Blues, and I can see why that one would be on your list. That's a beautiful song.
No, thanks.
And I'll tell you what, I will not make you list the other two, but maybe if people get in touch with you through your website or Facebook or whatever, you'll tell them?
Sure. Tweet me or
okay.
Facebook,
and how can they find you?
I think I'm just at Hayes Carl on Twitter.
Okay. And Carl is spelled with two L's in case they're looking for
it
you.
Used to be three, but I took one off for
it was confusing.
Show business purposes. Yeah. H-A-Y-E-S-C-A-R-L-L.
All right. That's a promise that if they ask you, if they tell you that they heard you on this show and they want to know those other songs, you'll tell them.
Yes.
Okay. Bob, do you have any favorites that are really close to your heart?
I do. I mean, I have a lot of songs that are, you know, kind of personal. This one's probably the most personal. I went through a divorce a few years ago, and this was a direct, I couldn't have written this song without having gone through that. It's probably one of the most painful things I've gone through. And but it's weird because I made a video for it, for this song, after I wrote it, with one of my best friends who's kind of estranged now because I quit drinking a long time ago. It's been 18 years now since I've had anything to drink. But he was my drinking buddy when I quit. And it's kind of like we just went in two different directions at that point. And I still, you know, I still really care about him. And I made this video. And as I was making the video, I was like, you know, this is just as much about my relationship with him as it is about my relationship with my ex-wife. And kind of my relationship with the world in general. So, and it's called Changing Your Mind.
What's so funny is nobody's laughing at this change of heart you're having. What's so funny is I'm filled up with thunder. I can't seem to get out from under all these stones that you've tied to my chest. And I can't change your mind. And I can't change your mind. What's so funny is I'm scared and lonely, and I don't think I'm the only one as I watch you drive away. What's so funny is the birds are singing, the sun is shining, bells are ringing, and I'm thinking, what happened here? And I can't change your mind. 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 There's a chapel in Minneapolis. Holds the bones of a dead saint in it, and the stained glass glows from the ceiling there, and it reminds me of the feeling where I first looked into your eyes and saw the most beautiful birds fly straight into the sun with their wings on fire, and the deed was done. Oh, I can't change your mind. No, I can't change your mind.
What's so funny is this piece of skin, the one here on my arm with your name inked in. What was I thinking? What's so funny is the way things go down, like when a star dies, it doesn't make a sound, it's just gone, you can't find it when you look into the sky. And I can't change your mind, and I can't change your mind, and I can't change your mind. I can't change your mind, I can't change your mind, I can't do it. And there's a werewolf out on my front lawn, and he's looking pissed off, and he's wet from all the rain. I think I'll go say hi and offer him a beer. That's the end.
I was just waiting for it to fade out. Now
it would be cool if that wasn't the end, and there was that super long pause at the end, and then I just played for another 10 minutes.
And we waited to find out what happened when you approached the werewolf with the beer.
I thought that song was for sure over at that point, but it was not. It went on and on.
I've heard you shut up a crowd with that song.
Well, no.
Yeah.
No, I've got some tricks to get a crowd quiet. Just play real soft. Usually that works.
It does. It does draw people in.
It does.
Is that a song that is easier to play now? Was difficult to play? Or was it always easy once you got it out?
Well, it is weird because I don't write songs that are necessarily autobiographical in terms of the content.
Mm-hmm.
The emotional content is autobiographical. So I'll write a song if I'm heartbroken. So the events that take place in the song don't necessarily reflect anything that's ever happened to me. Some of it does. You know, I'll use bits and pieces of my life or other people's lives or things I've heard. But the emotional resonance usually is whatever I'm feeling. If I'm happy, usually the emotional feeling of the song is happy or sad or angry or whatever it is that I'm feeling. That comes through in a way that I don't know if it would come through as, I don't know if it would have that sort of emotional intensity if I had to stick to like the truth. Because I've never been interested in people just telling me about what's going on with them. Like, okay, so you're sad, or okay, you're angry. I don't care about that. What I do care about, somebody saying it in an interesting way or a funny way or a way that's inspiring or moving, because that makes me feel good about being a human being, because I'm scared and I don't know why I'm here or what I'm doing. And so when another human being does something that makes me feel not so alone or I can relate to in a way that's sort of magical and mystical and then I'm like, wow, I'm part of that group of people. Like I'm part of these. I'm a human being, and it makes me feel really good. That's why I have such a hard time with like music that's really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it might be fun to dance to or something. Or I'm not saying all dance music's stupid, because there's a lot of great dance music as well that's not stupid. But it doesn't make me feel good to be human when I hear something that's.
Well, you wouldn't want to be surrounded by stupid.
Well, I
all
don't.
The time.
It doesn't make me feel good. It makes me feel worse, and I want to feel better because I don't feel good. So
that's basic.
I don't
want to
feel worse
basic
than I'm already feeling.
Yeah, well, that's basic.
I want to feel better.
How do you feel around this guy? Oh, wait, that's a bad question to ask. No, I'm kidding, because you're smiling.
What, around? How do I feel around Hayes?
Yeah.
Hayes is super smart.
I know,
he's
you're
smart,
smiling.
Smart, funny guy. No, I feel great.
Your music is informed a bit by the fact, oh, and that's a really pretentious way of saying what I was thinking, by the fact that you grew up overseas, not in this country, in Germany.
Yeah.
You'd be probably sounding and looking at things differently if you'd lived here all your life.
I'm really grateful that I got to see the world from a different perspective. I spent 16 years in Germany, and so you get the chance to see America from that perspective. When I moved back to the States after that, you get a different... There's not much perspective when you live in the States about what America is. You're in it. Mm-hmm. So you just get like, well, this is America, and you just kind of get used to it. But when you're outside of it, you can look at it and go, oh, wow, that's what's really cool about it. Or that's what's, you know, kind of weird about it. So I'm glad I got that experience.
That is Bob Schneider talking about what he looks for in songwriting and songs in general. Catherine Cole, more live music and conversation with Hayes Carl and Bob Schneider is coming up. You are listening to Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network. Hello again from Washington. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on VOA Music Mix. Two guests for you this week, Bob Schneider and Hayes Carl, both visiting us from Texas. D.C. was the first stop for the pair on their first ever tour together, and as you can hear, they got along very well. I have a feeling that we were in on the start of something very special. Both of these guys usually tour and perform with bands. Sometimes they go out solo, but neither of them had done a show like this before. And let's get started with another song from Hayes. It's one that he co-wrote with another great Texas troubadour, Ray Wiley Hubbard. This is called Drunken Poet's Dream on Roots and Branches.
Got a woman, she's wild as wrong. She likes to lay naked and be gazed upon. Well, if she crosses a bridge, then sets it on fire. Lands like a bird on a telephone wire. Wine bottles scattered like last night's clothes. Cigarettes, papers, and diamond rolls. Well, she laughs for a minute about the shape I'm in. Says you be the sinner, honey, I'll be the sin. I'm gonna holler, I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean. Some old paperback books of Louis L'Amour. She says, honey, don't worry about Judge Monday. All these people going to heaven, they're just in our way. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give me some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lean. She's wild as wrong. Oh, she likes to lay naked and be gazed upon. Well, she crosses a bridge and sets it on fire. Lands like a bird on a telephone wire. I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna scream. I'm gonna give it some mescaline. She brings me roses and a place to lay.
And you are a born and bred Texan?
I am. I'm a seventh generation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's something they take very seriously there.
Some of them, the people that have been coming out to my shows lately, apparently do.
What is it about Texans that take their state so seriously? Cause them to take their state so seriously?
I don't know.
Because it's not one of our oldest states.
No, I think it's a combination of the fact we were the only state that was our own republic or country at a time, which is pretty cool. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but the people in Massachusetts or New York would say they were there first.
If you get into a historical debate, I don't know that we would win. I'm just trying to explain to you why there's just a mythology and an ethos and a history that I think is easy to latch on to, and there is a uniqueness to a lot of what happens down there. It's strange, because on one hand you're like, oh, this isn't really that unique. This is just regular people, just like anywhere else. But there is some sort of, you know, I used to joke during my shows that I've been all over the world, not all over the world, but I've traveled a lot, and like maybe there's like one small part of Eastern Lithuania that has the same sense of just indescribable pride that Texans do. And there's no real rhyme or reason to it, you know. I just think it's like, I feel like we're in a cool club for some reason, and we have a lot of things we're not proud of, but you just kind of go, well, but we got this. And I've never really understood it. I moved to Arkansas when I got out of high school and lived there for a while, and it was interesting that just like 5 hours north, and like as you approach the border, you know, there was like this palpable thing where there's not people going around going, Arkansas, hell yeah, you know. And I remember I picked up very quickly. I went there. There were a lot of Texas kids that were going to school that I went to, and we'd walk around, and we're just like this secret fraternity, except we weren't secret. We were loud and obnoxious, and like very quickly picked up that like that wasn't cool, you know, that we thought we were really cool, and we realized we're not that cool. You know, it's like Bob was saying, until you are outside of that, have a different perspective from an outside, you just don't know. And then when you live somewhere, and then now I go around and I see Texans walking around all bowed up and shouting about how great they are, and I go, that's not cool, you know. I get it. But it's just, it shows a bit of a lack of understanding of the rest of the world.
Well, we played the same club in Tomball, Texas. Just, you played there like 3 or 4 weeks ago. I played there the week after you played there.
Okay.
And they gave away a gun.
Oh, in Beaumont.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, Beaumont.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Though that was Beaumont, right.
Yeah,
that wasn't Tomball.
Nah.
Yeah, right. That was Beaumont. So.
And I won the gun.
He gave away a gun. I'm like. Like,
really?
Right before the show started, they're giving away this gun, and I'm like, you know.
A raffle for a gun?
It's a gun raffle, yeah.
And I mean, we're talking Beaumont is like right on the border. It's like right on the edge of Texas. But all I could think about that whole time was like, Texas is its own thing. It just definitely has its own spirit and its own flavor. It's not just like, oh, cowboys and. It's a lot of different things mixed together, but it is definitely its own flavor, and you don't have it anywhere. And it's a cool thing. It's a strange thing.
It can be ridiculous and weird.
It can be ridiculous and beautiful. And the cool thing about it is I travel all over the country. Hayes travels all over the country. No matter where I go, every time I play a club, there's a bunch of people from Texas there.
Yeah.
They come out because they're living in Portland or Seattle or Minnesota or Maine or wherever it is, but they miss Texas and they miss that thing, and they come to the shows. When we're playing, it reminds them of Texas.
Yeah,
and
and
it's like a little, you're right, it's like a fraternity. And the way the world is going, the way the country is going, the more of that identity that we can keep, I think the better, because everything's kind of being homogenized. But I'm telling you, you go to parts of Texas, it's going to be a long time before those parts of Texas get homogenized. I mean, it's going to take a lot of diluting to get that Texas out.
Strange, because like what we're talking about, Beaumont, that's southeast Texas.
Right.
It's almost Louisiana,
right.
Which is a completely different world than Marfa or Lubbock.
Right.
Or Dallas or Austin.
But it is and it isn't.
Yeah, that's what's interesting is they're so far apart, but there's some, and I have a hard time describing it, there is some sort of unifying factor, and I don't know if it's a morality or a code or a behavior or just a sense of being in these borders, within these borders.
For me, I think it's a sense of community, that you get outside of Texas and you just don't have this sort of, I mean, I think it says it on the license plate. It's the friendly state, right? Isn't that what we're called, Texas? Are we the Lone Star State?
We used to be the Lone Star State, and then we've changed.
Are we the friendly state?
I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
Doesn't feel right either.
I can look it up.
But we are the friendly state. I mean, Texas.
Yeah.
You just go to Texas, and people are nice in a way there that they're nice everywhere you go.
True.
If you get to know people, and they're not strangers, everywhere you go, people are nice. But in Texas, you can walk up to a complete stranger, and they'll just be nice to you.
And for the most part.
Yeah.
I mean, there are parts of Houston, maybe, or Dallas, where they might...
Hi, friends.
They might not, you might not be your first.
Right away.
Yeah, but on the whole,
there's a friendliness to Texas that you cannot find anywhere that I've traveled anywhere in the world. I think it starts with that.
And they want you to appreciate it. They want you to go, you're not from here? Check this out. See how great this is and how great we are.
Yeah.
And it may not be your cup of tea or not, but I think there is this sort of shared thing of like, we got a convert here. We can get him. And you know, that Lyle song.
Yeah, that's right.
That's you're right. You're not from Texas.
Texas wants you anyway.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, yeah. And you can't help it that you weren't born here, but you came as fast as you could.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I mean, I go play these places in Texas. I don't sound like I'm from... I mean, maybe I sound like I'm from Texas if you're, like, from Washington or something. Maybe, like, yeah, you do... You, trust me, you sound like you're from Texas. But when I go to these places, like that place in Beaumont or Amarillo or Luckenbach, I don't sound like those people at all. But they don't seem to care. They're like, yeah, no problem.
You're what a you accent got? To them.
Let's have a good time.
Yeah.
Well, let's get another song from each of you. And then we'll let you go, because I know you've got to get on to the next gig,
all right,
as they say.
Well, I was going to get all sensitive, but after this discussion of Texas and good times, I'll do this. So I did. I won the gun raffle at the gig in Beaumont, and my friend Rich Corville runs the place, and I've never owned a gun before. And I won this gun, and they have a big poster on the wall with 30 different weapons that you can choose from. So there's like shotguns, rifles, pistols, whatever.
Like automatic.
This does not sound true.
Like machine guns. I mean,
yeah, it really?
Oh, it was incredible. I've never seen a selection of guns. Every gun in the world. It was amazing.
And I've never had a gun. I didn't think I won. I mean, they scare me, but I thought this would make a good story if I won. And then sure enough, I walk on stage, my tour manager comes back and says, you won the gun. I'm like, sweet. And then everybody treated me with this whole different level of respect on stage. I could tell.
Like, sure, because you had a gun.
Well, I didn't have, it was going to be 2 months before
didn't
I got
matter.
It. But they knew that I was going to be the owner someday. So anyway, but then I couldn't figure out which one to pick. So I went to Big Rich, and he has like, when it all goes down, he's going to be the guy
that you go hang out with.
He can arm half of East Texas.
I'm slightly frightened at this moment. But
anyway, so I started that night. I tried to do my entire set about songs that had guns in them, which I was shocked that I had as many as I do. I didn't realize. But anyway, here's one little quick one.
As a turkey howling a Christmas moon, empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Yeah, I come down from Memphis with a broken down Corvette. A suitcase full of memories and a face you won't forget. You say you'll never love me, but tonight ain't over yet. Oh, I'm gonna change your mind. Oh, girl, I've been a gambler since the age of 21. I've seen my share of troubles and the wrong end of a gun. And this whole world's out to get me just cause I have my fun. Yeah, but they ain't gonna slow me anyway, yeah. Right ain't right, babe, and left ain't always wrong. I bet you're tired of dancing to the same old song. You look like an angel in a place you don't belong. And now I'm gonna take you away. This place is closing, that don't mean it's time for bed. Oh, we don't need no sleep, girl, we'll get plenty when we're dead. You can leave these fools behind you now and come with me instead. Yeah, I'm gonna show you a time. I'm wild as a turkey, higher than a Christmas moon. Empty as my wallet on a Sunday afternoon. I come around too fast and I always leave too soon. Ain't that what they all say? Oh, ain't that what they all say?
It's weird. It's hard not to clap. Like, yeah. Like my first thing is like, all right, start clapping. And I'm like, all right, I guess I'm not going to clap now.
Right? Yes.
It's hard.
Yes, it is hard,
it's hard not
to clap.
To clap.
Let's just have a round for me.
Okay.
That's
it.
Oh,
and
thanks,
we'll probably clap for
now,
you.
Now
also.
I was angry that when I don't like be told what to do. So now I'm clapping in anger.
And
before
now
I wanted to clap in admiration.
And now there's an expectation when you finish your song.
Oh, man, really?
And what would you like to sing for us? You can have the sip of coffee first.
No, I'm good. I don't know. What do you want to hear?
I don't care. Do you want to play the keyboard or?
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to.
I'm like old King Kong. I miss you all day long. You put my heart in a thong, and that ain't cool. And with your sugar hammering on, you're maybe 5 foot small, and I'm as big and tall as the Mall of China. I can't stand to be here. I can't stand to be here. I can't stand to be here without you. Well, there goes the walk upon the face of the earth. I never seen them myself, but I get the feeling that there are things that can't be seen, and forces at work underneath the skin of the world. I can't stand to be here. I can't stand to be here. I can't stand to be here without you. Well, I'll put in a good word with the Lord I heard. He'll listen to what you say. If you say it slowly, and I'll ask real nice and say it real slow, and I'll be sure to let him know. I couldn't stand to be here. I couldn't stand to be here. Just couldn't stand being here without you.
Hey.
Unfortunately, there's like cameras, so like we can see.
Not on the radio.
What's wrong with that dude?
On the radio, they won't know who's clapping. They'll just hear it,
and that
does add something, you know. When I'm just here with one person clapping, you know, it's just me, and it sounds pathetic because they don't usually clap.
You need a machine.
Yeah, or more people.
And a laugh track.
Yes, but then it would sound the same.
My shows.
But we could just reuse your applause every time.
I mean, we control the PA at the show. I could totally plug a laugh track in there and it'd just come over the house.
I dare you.
It would be funny.
It would be awesome.
Try it. I would like to hear how that sounds.
I will. I bet we can do it on this tour.
It'd be really funny if you did it for stuff that's really not funny.
Well, that's when it's perfect. And then wait to see the people's uncomfortable reactions.
Yeah.
In squirming a little bit in their chairs. So, what? Go on.
No, there is... I want to give the people what they want. Like, I'm not like Radiohead, where I'm not going to play Creep, you know? I will always try to give the audience what they want.
Is there one song of yours that you know you have to play every show, no matter which band you've got?
I mean, you always want to play the song that's the most popular, obviously, because people always want to hear the song that they love when mm-hmm. they come see you play, so... You never know what that is. I'll ask for requests at some point. And it's kind of like winning that gun. It's a lottery. I mean, who I'm going to pick. And then I'll just try to play whatever it is that they request, even if I don't necessarily know it that well or whatever. Because I just remember I went and saw the Rolling Stones play, and all I wanted to hear was that song, Angie. Mm-hmm. Angie! Angie! I don't even know it anymore. They never played it, because I guess it's not one of their...
I don't think they've done it since, the 80s, maybe.
Yeah. So, I just remember that, like, leaving that concert just being super bummed that they didn't play the one song that I wanted to hear. So, that stuck with me my whole life. And, like, I know that every time I play a show, there's somebody that's walking out going, oh, man, he didn't play that one song I wanted to hear.
Ray Wiley talks about how he went to... see Dylan, and he didn't play Masters of War.
Right.
And he said, so I know there's some people here tonight who have the same feelings about Redneck Mother.
So, right. But he doesn't like playing that song, does he?
Well, no, I mean, he always prefaces it with the...
Oh, he does play it.
He plays it, but he had to say, I tell young songwriters, ask yourself, after you write a song, ask yourself, can I play this for the next 30 years of my life? Because, it's that thing where I forget a lot of times that how many people... You play a show and you assume they all know you. And a lot of times I assume they know me and know my deep tracks and are going to be really impressed when I pull out this random tune that they haven't heard in a long time. And really, a lot of times people don't know you and they're there and you're making a first impression. Or how many times one song can bring people to you. And I try and block that out because I don't like to think of I have to play this or whatever. But then sometimes I'm afraid I go too far and forget that I'm not just... this incredibly famous genius that everybody's there to worship, that they're there hoping to have a good time, and then they heard something nice about me. But then I got to back that up and deliver it during the show portion of it. And
well, I mean, I always think, like, when I go see a band that I know, that I love, I want to hear the songs I know. That's it. And I mean, if they play a song I haven't heard that's cool, that's great. I love hearing a new song. But really... like Tom Petty just did a bunch of shows where he wouldn't play any of his hits. He was playing like a small, like I think he was playing the Fillmore or something like that. And he was just like, I'm just going to play all these songs that nobody is that familiar. I just have Tom Petty's greatest hits, which is all you need. It's mm-hmm. like,
it's the hits.
I saw him at a, big concert and he just didn't play a song I didn't know. And it was one of the best shows I've ever seen. But then he was playing this, like, where it's just all songs that he likes that nobody knows. I'm like, I don't want to go see that. That sounds horrible. So always when I'm playing, I always think, all right, I'm going to play a song that hopefully most people that are familiar with me know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to play a new song. And I try to never get away from that song that they know for more than one song because I know you got to bring them back.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you'll lose them if you, like, even two songs that they don't know, they're out the door, usually.
People do want to feel something. I mean, they need something recognizable. They're willing to hear something new.
Right.
But there's a reason that they came to see you,
right.
usually.
Yeah.
And it's hard when you hear more than a couple of things in a row that you don't know. There's no touch point.
Well, I've never had a big hit. I don't know what that's like, but I do know that I have songs that I play every time I play. Like 99% of the time I play two or three songs at every show.
But there's songs that I've seen people sing every word to when I see you.
Sure.
And same with you.
Yeah. Fans have their stuff that they love and identify with. I think I always got wrapped up in the whole Dylan performance style, the idea of like reinterpreting a song every time you go out and making it unique and original, and then anything less was some sort of, I don't know, sort of sellout thing where you're just like doing the same thing every night. And then I beat myself up for years because it's like, well, I can't reinterpret it every night. I'm not that type of musician or a songwriter to where I can go out I've been trying lately to be happy with the fact that I've written some good songs that people really like and want to hear, and not feel like it's not interesting or creative just because I've done it a few times, you know?
Well, there's this thing when you're playing live where, like, I can play all the old songs. I can play all the songs I wrote 10, 15 years ago all night long, as long as I get to play two or three new songs mm-hmm. in the set. Then it kind of somehow makes the whole thing new. But if I could only play the old songs and not play any new songs, I would quit playing music. I couldn't do it. So that seems to be the compromise for me. It's like, as long as I can play new stuff, then I'm fine with playing the old. Again, I want to give the people what they want, but I got to give myself a little something.
Yeah.
You know. And otherwise, the audience will know it too. You know, they'll pick up on it. If you're not enjoying yourself, there's an energy to that the audience will recognize. And unless you're a super pro.
As you both are.
Like Jerry Seinfeld said, he goes, you know you're a success when you're just absolutely miserable and killing.
Well, thank you guys very much for coming in. I hope you'll both come in. You know, again, the next time you come through town, you don't need new records. Just come by. You don't even have to come in together. You can come in separately. Not that you're going to talk trash about the other one.
No, we're pretty much tied at the hip from here on out.
Well, we've got two chairs.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
What fun those guys are together, Bob Schneider and Hayes Carl. You know, Bob has got one of the most fun websites ever. Check it out if you're so inclined, but make sure that you've got time to really give it a good look. Hayes' website is pretty fun, too. I hope that you enjoyed the program this week, and as always, I look forward to your comments. The email address is roots@voa.gov. That is roots@voa.gov. I'm Catherine Cole. This is Roots and Branches on the VOA Music Mix Network.
Seskoši, tavsirlis informacija 73 მუდმივ მოქმედის ოლქო კომისიიდან, სადაც მუშავდება 3700 საარჩევნო უბნიდან შემოსული შედეგები. Საარჩევნო კომისიის 50,000-მდე სპეციალურად მომზადებული თანამშრომელი უზრუნველყოფს 3 მილიონზე მეტი ამომრჩევლის ნების თავისუფლად გამოხატვას. Cesco, ჩვენ ვითვლით ადამიანების ნებას.
თქვენ უსმენთ რეკლამას, აშვიცა და 4-ზე.